Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 382. What is thy birthright, man, child of the perfect one? What is thy father's plan for his beloved son? Hymn number 382. The scriptural this morning will be given by Elsie from Alabama.
Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in your heart.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook.
which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One,
thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 370. We are hid with Christ forever in the Father's holy plan. In this pure eternal union, we behold the perfect man. And we know that sin can never overthrow the sacred rod of dominion over evil. We are hid with Christ in God. Hymn number 370.
Thank you.
welcome to the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. This is our Sunday morning service for September 2nd, 2018. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, which is a training session in Christian Science. And we had a really good one this morning, so if you missed it, please check it out on our website, plainfieldcs.com. Also on Sundays, we have a Sunday school for children at 11 a.m., and that class is conducted via its own teleconference number so that any child anywhere in the world can attend. On Wednesday evenings, we have a testimony meeting at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives changed through the study and practice of Christian Science. And we have a nursery available for the very young ones at all of our services. We have not only our website, plainfieldcs.com, we have a channel on YouTube as well that contains over 3,000 videos now, all kinds of really good stuff. And you can listen to all of our services either on our website, on our YouTube channel, or on your telephone via a teleconference number that we provide for that purpose. And while we're talking about our website, I wanted to point out an article that will be very helpful for a lot of people, entitled Freedom from Burdens by Ella W. Hoag. Short and sweet, but very, very helpful and very informative. Freedom from Burdens. And I want to point out that we are restarting our Saturday morning Bible study classes this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. So be sure to be there. And if you can't be there, dial in or log in to the website. It promises to be a really good one. And everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. Now we will have the reading of a testimony from the chapter entitled Fruitage in Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained just by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Lil.
Page 686, Healed Physically and Spiritually. I had been taking medicine continually for many years. Finally, I was taken suddenly ill and could not leave my room for about 2 months. Then I went away for 3 months, thinking that I should come back and be able to continue my work. I improved very much, but the fear of quick consumption was with my doctor and my family and friends, and I was warned about the coming winter. Only too soon, the fear manifested itself. I had worked just 3 weeks when all the pains and aches returned, and I had to go to bed as soon as I got home, as there was no pleasure in living. My employer advised me to see my physician and said perhaps I should not work that winter. I then and there turned to Christian Science. I could not afford to give up work and live away from home. Neither did I want to depend on doctors and medicine any longer. I took the book and read it on my way to work. And at noon, I lay down on a couch instead of going out for luncheon and fell asleep. When I awoke, I was a different person. All pains and aches had gone, and I was free. I was so happy, I could hardly contain myself. To material sense, it was wonderful. As I walked, I kept saying, "Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful," and tried to understand the scientific statement of being by repeating portions at a time, then pondering over them. I read the book 4 times in succession, and every time I found more and more to aid in the understanding. This healing was in October 1901, with no other help than science and health, and soon I was relieved of other chronic ailments. In February, I was able to put away eyeglasses, which I had worn 10 years and a half for astigmatism. Oculists told me I would always have to wear them. A month later, my father asked me to help him, as he was suffering so much from constipation, dyspepsia, and neuralgia. He had been subsisting on bran, nearly starving himself until he was most miserable, and his limbs seemed so cold that they were kept wrapped in blankets. I felt very humble as he asked me and told him I would have a practitioner help him, as I had never treated anyone. But he would not consent to have anyone but myself, and I finally told him I would try, but that he must not hold science responsible if he were not benefited, for my lack of understanding, and not science, would be at fault. At my request, he read Science and Health, ate whatever he wanted, and used no medicine in any form. After 2 treatments, I received word from him that he was healed of the bondage of 30 years standing. In view of all these signs which followed my acceptance of Christian Science, I knew it must be true. RLA, Chicago, Illinois.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 20 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, man. The golden text, Genesis. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. The responsive reading is from Psalms. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away.
Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Amanda from Missouri will now read.
I will read from the Bible. Job. The Spirit of God hath made me. and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. Psalms. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Matthew. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. John. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus, and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. Ephesians. There is one body, and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Matthew. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Man is God's reflection, needing no cultivation, but ever beautiful and complete. The divine demand, be ye therefore perfect, is scientific. and the human footsteps leading to perfection are indispensable. Individuals are consistent who, watching and praying, can run and not be weary, walk and not faint, who gain good rapidly and hold their position, or attain slowly and yield not to discouragement. God requires perfection, but not until the battle between spirit and flesh is fought and the victory won. Spirit saith, I am spirit. Man, whose senses are spiritual, is my likeness. He reflects the infinite understanding, for I am infinity. The beauty of holiness, the perfection of being, imperishable glory, all are mine, for I am God. I give immortality to man, for I am truth. I include and impart all bliss, for I am love. I give life without beginning and without end, for I am life. I am supreme and give all, for I am mind. I am the substance of all, because I am that I am. All the real is eternal. Perfection underlies reality. Without perfection, nothing is wholly real. All things will continue to disappear until perfection appears and reality is reached. We must give up the spectral at all points. We must not continue to admit the somethingness of superstition, but we must yield up all belief in it and be wise. When we learn that error is not real, we shall be ready for progress, forgetting those things which are behind. Give up your material belief of mind in matter, and have but one mind, even God. For this mind forms its own likeness. Divine science explains the abstract statement that there is one mind by the following self-evident proposition. If God or good is real, then evil, the unlikeness of God, is unreal. And evil can only seem to be real by giving reality to the unreal. The children of God have but one mind. How can good lapse into evil, when God, the mind of man, never sins? The standard of perfection was originally God and man. Has God taken down his own standard? And has man fallen? God is the creator of man, and the divine principle of man remaining perfect, the divine idea or reflection man remains perfect. Man is the expression of God's being. If there ever was a moment when man did not express the divine perfection, then there was a moment when man did not express God, and consequently a time when deity was unexpressed, that is, without entity. If man has lost perfection, then he has lost his perfect principle, the divine mind. If man ever existed without this perfect principle or mind, then man's existence was a myth. The relations of God and man, divine principle and idea, are indestructible in science, and science knows no lapse from nor return to harmony, but holds the divine order or spiritual law in which God and all that he creates are perfect and eternal to have remained unchanged in its eternal history. Material personality is not realism. It is not the reflection or likeness of spirit, the perfect God. In proportion to his purity is man perfect. And perfection is the order of celestial being, which demonstrates life in Christ, life's spiritual ideal. The true idea of man, as the reflection of the invisible God, is as incomprehensible to the limited senses as is man's infinite principle. The visible universe and material man are the poor counterfeits of the invisible universe and spiritual man. Eternal things, verities, are God's thoughts as they exist in the spiritual realm of the real. Temporal things are the thoughts of mortals and are the unreal, being the opposite of the real or the spiritual and eternal. Subject sickness, sin, and death to the rule of health and holiness in Christian science, and you ascertain that this science is demonstrably true, for it heals the sick and sinning as no other system can. Christian science, rightly understood, leads to eternal harmony. Man is spiritual and perfect. And because he is spiritual and perfect, he must be so understood in Christian science. Man is idea, the image of love. He is not physique. He is the compound idea of God, including all right ideas, the generic term for all that reflects God's image and likeness, the conscious identity of being as found in science, in which man is the reflection of God or mind, and therefore is eternal. That which has no separate mind from God, that which has not a single quality underived from deity, that which possesses no life, intelligence, nor creative power of his own, but reflects spiritually all that belongs to his maker. God, the divine principle of man, and man in God's likeness are inseparable, harmonious, and eternal. God is the parent mind, and man is God's spiritual offspring. Learn this, O mortal, and earnestly seek the spiritual status of man, which is outside of all material selfhood. When speaking of God's children, not the children of men, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." That is, truth and love reign in the real man, showing that man in God's image is unfallen and eternal. Jesus beheld in science the perfect man, who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. Thus, Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is intact, universal, and that man is pure and holy. We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 162. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. It matters not what be thy lot, so love doth guide. For storm or shine, pure peace is thine, whate'er betide. Hymn number 162.
Thank you. all the worlds came into order. You waved your hands and planets filled the empty skies. You placed the woman and the man inside the garden. And though they fell, they found compassion in your eyes. Oh Lord, I stand amazed at the wonder of your deeds, and yet a greater wonder brings me to my knees. Lord, I praise you because of who you are, and just for all the mighty things that you have done. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. You're all the reasons that I need to voice my praise, because of who you are. One holy night, you brought your promise from a virgin, and promise grew as he revealed to us your heart. Enduring love displayed throughout his crucifixion, and in the dark you tore the grave and death apart. Oh Lord, I stand amazed at the wonder of your deeds, and yet a greater wonder brings me to my knees. Lord, I worship you because of who you are, not just for all the mighty things that you have done. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. You're all the reasons that I need to voice my praise, because of who you are. Not just for all the mighty things that you have done. And Lord, I worship you because of who you are. You're all the reasons that I need to voice my praise. I believe with all my heart just in who you are.
Let's now sing hymn number 93. Happy the man whose heart can rest assured God's goodness ne'er will cease. Each day complete with joy is blessed. God keepeth him in perfect peace. Hymn number 93.
Happy the man. I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind, and is infinite mind manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. O men greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Amen.